Welcome into the final road to the draft. We've made it to our destination.
The end of the road.
The end of the road. We had to throw in one last road pun for this final week. All right, so again, this is it. The draft is this week. We've been talking about a lot of different scenarios, whether it was individual players we thought were interesting. We've talked first round. We've talked second day. We've talked some weird zig and zag if the team didn't do anything we expected to do. But it is our final week, and we got a little bit more insight than we'd had for previous weeks because Jason Light did his pre-draft press conference. So based on what you heard from him there, did that give you any kind of insight into maybe some positions specifically for that first night they may be looking at?
Yeah, I'm going to I'm armed with some quotes from Jason from with some of these positions. So we're going to look at edge and wide receiver and cornerback.
Okay.
Not necessarily in that order. And I'll start with edge, which is a very, very popular pick for the Buccaneers in mock drafts. And he said, when he was asked, like, what positions they might be interested in, it was a long quote, but at the end he said, "I always like the trenches, and I think we need help in both trenches." So on the offensive front or the defensive front. So let's look at edge. We're going to look at Chop Robinson of Penn State, mostly because he's probably the most popular mock draft pick for us. You see it all the time. He's really one of these guys who tested off the charts. He's just an extremely freaky athlete, 6'3", 254 pounds. He was a third team Associated Press All-American, first team All-Big Ten last year. Doesn't have huge sack numbers in his career, but you've seen players that, like Javon Walker with the Jaguars, who are in the same boat, and they're just really good athletes. They look good on tape. They don't have huge sack numbers because maybe how they're used in the defense or something, but teams think that they can really get a lot out of them on the pro level. Chop Robinson, you know where that comes from? His full name is, and I may not pronounce this right because I've never actually heard it said out loud, Demion Robinson, but he was nicknamed Porkchop because he was 11 pounds when he was born.
That's insane. His poor mother. I mean, goodness. But it's funny because I assumed it was something about an edge move And it worked so well that it was like he was just destined for this role as a baby.
If he'd have grown up into a nose tackle, they probably would have kept it Porkchop, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, Chop is much better for the edge. So again, you know, the edge rushers could possibly come off the board faster than some people expect, and he won't make it to 26, but that's a very popular mock draft pick for the Buccaneers.
I'm also excited to hear Gene Deckerhoff say Chop Robinson. I feel like that's going to sound pretty great. Okay, so next, your favorite position group to talk about with the draft, the cornerback.
The cornerback. You can never have enough cornerbacks. I should probably get that trademarked.
Yep.
Jason to this one said, if there's a great cornerback that's sitting there and he's staring us in the face and he's clearly a better player than what we have at other positions, it would be hard to resist, which I like to hear that.
Yes.
If there's a great corner sitting there, it'll be hard for him to say no, because you can take a cornerback in the first or second day of the draft every year, and I'll be happy. This one we want to talk about now is Cooper DeJean of Iowa. I think it's DeJean. It's not. It's not like French sounding.
DeJean.
He was the AP. He was the Big Ten Defensive Back of the Year, first team All-American, a finalist for the Jim Thorpe Award and the Nagurski Trophy. And interestingly, he was Return Specialist of the Year. So
That's an interesting little wrinkle we haven't talked as much about, especially with the new kickoff rules of needing maybe more than one.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, and the idea I had is probably late in later rounds, but maybe even in the first round, if a guy has that on his resume, that could push him over the top if you're deciding between two players. So that's very interesting. He's an incredible athlete. Look at these numbers. They're just crazy. It's hard to find this combination of size and this athletic ability. He's got good enough speed to play the position. He's also very versatile. And when on this quote it says only been cleared a month, that's because he had a broken bone in his leg at the end of his senior year. But he came right back from that and looked great. He's actually really, really versatile. You know, some scouts think he might be better as a safety or a slot. Others think he's definitely going to stick a corner in the NFL, but I think that's a good thing to come into this defense for Todd Bowles and to be able to play all those positions, because he likes to have that versatility. And it also helps you when you're fashioning the 53-man roster and the 46 guys that you keep active on game day. If you've got guys that can cover other spots, it really helps with that. So, again, corner could be a spot the Bucs will look at, according to Jason Light.
And all offseason, we've had certain positions where once we'd re-sign someone back to our team, maybe we'd talk about whether or not that impacted the likelihood of us taking that position. Yeah. We kind of said all along that even though we did re-sign Mike Evans, we didn't feel like that shut the door on a first-round wide receiver.
Absolutely, because the NFL, it's all about passing these days, and most of the really good offenses have multiple stars. Now, we already had that, obviously, with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, but you also plan for the future, and you also plan for if one of those guys is not available for a game or two, or what you're going to do in 11 personnel. And we have Trey Palmer, and he showed field stretching speed and really could change the geometry a little bit of how the defense could deal with the other receivers, and that's good, and I think they look forward to him being even more next year, but it's not out of the question that the Buccaneers would take a receiver, and as Jason put it, it's another position that you can't have too many of those. It's another position that I would consider a need, and you can't fill all of them right now in the draft, but we'd love to get one. Mm. So a guy I wanted to talk about, and you gotta kind of take off the board the receivers you don't think are going to make it. So we're going to talk about Texas' Adonai Mitchell, also known as AD. He's another guy that he's been compared, I think it's a good comparison to
DK Metcalf
in Seattle, because DK seemed like kind of a one-trick pony coming out. He had the speed and he'd go deep, but he didn't have much of a polished route tree. And, you know, he's really developed in the NFL into a more well-rounded receiver. This Adonai, one reason I think he could be available where we're at is he's kind of a polarizing guy for the scouts because he's got all the talent in the world. He's got speed, but the production in some cases hasn't been as high as people would expect. So, you know, so some people will move him down a little bit on their board, like, why hasn't he produced as much as you expect? But then others see all the traits and go, well, you know, he can do a lot in our offense in the NFL. He finished up at Texas after starting at Georgia, and last year he was second team all Big 12, led the team with 11 receiving TDs, and, you know, it's just a really athletic guy.
Yeah.
Now, it's another position possibly where if you were thinking of taking him or another receiver like Xavier Worthy or Xavier Leggett or something like that, you probably could maybe trade back a little bit.
Right.
He's just, after the top ones go, the top four go, it's kind of a muddle as to who thinks who's, and who knows who the Bucks think is the best of the next five, six receivers, Ladd McConkey, somebody like that, Troy Franklin, Keon Coleman. There's a lot of depth there. I just highlighted one of them because I think he's an interesting figure in this draft, but you could probably move back and still get a receiver if you like three or four of them.
All right, well, that is going to do it for us on this year's worth of Road to the Draft. It is this week. Again, we hope to see a lot of you out here at the draft party for night one at the stadium. And then if you can't make that, we hope you're tuning into all of our coverage on Buccaneers.com.